Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to another week, another episode of Roommates, brought to you by Letterman Row. Follow those guys on Twitter at Letterman Row for all your updates of Buckeye latest and greatest news and all the insider. I'm Cardell Jones, Tyvus Powell. TP, man, what's up, man?
Not much, man. You know, I had an opportunity came to my phone yesterday. As a CFL team actually reached out to me and asked me, you know, to come play safety for them. You know,
okay.
So, yeah, you know, asked me that I still got it. I told him, listen, I'm in my prime. What's wrong with you? It's something to definitely think about if nothing in the NFL comes up.
Okay, so you guys got it here first with the scoop where potentially, and which team was that?
The BC Lions.
BC Lions. Maybe we'll see future safety for the BC Lions. And a lot going on with sports, man, other than that, with me and you, of course, and our Buckeyes, man, a lot going on. We got the NBA playoffs. Mm. We got some NFL OTAs kicking off.
Good time.
One of the biggest things, in my personal opinion, I know the NBA playoffs are going on right now, but I'm a big baseball fan. We got some of the MLB teams announcing that they are going to do full capacity and no masks required. Big shouts out to that hat, that logo you got. Cleveland Indians.
Come on now.
That. So let's dive right into it. And of course, we're going to have some Buckeye scooping and some intake on that as well. But one of the biggest things, like I said, talking about sports is the NFL is finally back in OTAs. And it looked like, it looked like it was going to get pushed back more and more because they didn't have a COVID protocol when it came to keeping the players safe. Mm-hmm. But hey, I'm happy to see these guys back with their respective teams and getting ready for this NFL 2021 season. So we don't know what that's going to look like, but I'm glad that, you know, they are getting ready for it. So what you think?
You know, it's actually good to see teams getting back to OTAs. I think that was one of the things that, you know, players kind of missed a little bit. You know, maybe not sort of the veterans, but, you know, the new guys, you know, like those rookies that's coming in. It's the time for them to get adjusted to how the NFL is, you know, go against some talent or some NFL players to see what it's like, you know, get their confidence going. So I definitely think that's a beautiful thing. I tell you what, OTAs is always fun because, you do the phase where you just lifting and running, then you do the phase where you actually on the field. Well, but when you're doing the lifting and running phase, that's like the time where you can hang out with the teammates because you just come in, work out, you do meetings, and then you got the rest of the day to do whatever. So that's when, you know, teams do bonding things. You know, when we was in San Fran, we went go-kart racing and stuff like that. It was a good time, and, you know, that I'm pretty sure that's probably going on right now. Or unless they on the field phase. Are they on
the field? Yeah, I think they're on the field right now. I talked to a few guys. They actually started phase two just because of during the phase one process, the NFL and the NFLPA was just trying to work out the protocols to keep these guys safe. But like you said, man, it's great to see these guys back, especially younger players, especially players going into new systems and new teams, because it's a learning curve, it's an adjustment period. And you know, you want to give guys the best chance possible to be successful out there on the field. And like I said, I'm glad that they're back in football this early, even though it's kind of late for them versus last year due to the virus you know, it was no real offseason. There was no real preseason. And it was like, hey guys, welcome back. 2 weeks, we're getting ready for a game. And that's why, in my opinion, you saw so many soft tissue injuries and injuries that was happening away from the ball because,
absolutely,
you know, football is like the only sport where you got to play it to get better.
Yes.
You know, because it's no substitute. You can work out, you can train, you can go throw, you can go catch, you can go defend all you want all year round, but it's no substitution for that intensity of the game. It's no substitution for the biggest part of the game. It's getting tackled and getting back off the ground. There's no way you can practice that no matter how much you work out. You know, it's not like basketball. You can go play a pickup game and really work on your game and get better. Football, it's a different atmosphere when you're hitting that ground and getting back up. So I'm glad to see these guys back into OTA's phase two. And it looked like the season is going to be kicked off on time, you know, due to no, hopefully, hiccups, foresee hiccups due to the virus and things like that. So I'm excited for that, man. We got some, you know, NFL ball right around the corner. And I think they, because they extended the season to 17 weeks. They cut down one of the preseason games.
Yeah, three preseason games, 17 games. So it's technically 18 weeks because you have a bye week.
Yeah, that should be good, though. But, man, switching gears a little bit, big shouts out to Johnny Dixon. He just signed with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, he
did. So he have an opportunity to go out there and do his thing and make that club. Because I'm pretty sure we all know he's more than capable enough. It's just about getting that right opportunity. And I think he has some opportunities down there, man. So good luck, Johnny Dixon, and all our other former Buckeyes, especially all our rookies going into these OTAs.
Switching
gears a little bit, man. Let's talk about this NBA schedule. NBA playoffs is finally here. I don't know why this season has seemed so much longer to me to get to this point. And maybe because of the bubble last year, it did a quick turnaround.
That was like basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you, it was kind of like extended. It's like an extension of last year.
They
didn't really get a lot of time to rest. But man, I tell you what, listen, I don't know who you're rooting for. Obviously, we both from Cleveland and the Cavs ain't in it, unfortunately. Because if they was, you know, they probably make some noise. But, you know, I will say this now, I am a huge Giannis fan. So, you know, I have to go with the Bucks. But the Nets look good, man. Listen, I was sitting there watching them play the first game against Boston, right? And I'm like, okay, Boston got like a 12-point lead, but Boston was up because the Nets couldn't make no threes. Like they were like 0-10 from three. I've never seen somebody be in a shooting slump and shoot their way back out of the shooting slump. This man, KD, he missed like 4 or 5 straight shots and just kept shooting, and then they just kept falling after that. I'm like, it's not fair, man.
But you know what they say, right? Shoot or shoot.
Hey, come on, man.
Shoot or shoot.
It's ridiculous, man. Cardio, it's I was talking to my boys the other day about it. Like he was like, y'all really want to see the Lakers and Nets in the finals? I'm like, I mean, that would be ideal. Like, that's what everybody think it's going to be. We was going over the matchups. Like, okay, so AD a check, KD.
No way.
LeBron to check Kyrie, and so who gonna check James Harden? You try to switch it up. Like, they got so many weapons that it's like one person is gonna be open. Like, ain't gonna be able to check everybody. So
I wish about that Nets team, and I clearly got the Nets coming out the East, man. I think they're the best team.
Over the Bucks.
Come on, man.
Anyway. Wait a minute. Hold on now. Anyway. Giannis, that deal. Y'all gonna put some respect on my dude name. Listen, I'm sick of the world. Like, you talking about the dude who just back-to-back MVP defensive player of the year last year.
He's a really great player, but he's also got to deal with three really great players on one team. Good luck to that. Like I was saying, I wish my boy LaMarcus Aldridge would have stuck around a little bit before calling it quits and retiring on his own terms with the Nets. But I mean, he's a guy that been around for so long and so good that he demands attention, even though he's not in his prime and pretty much far from it. But he can still get out there and give you 10 and 10.
For sure.
So I wish he would have stuck around for that, but it's okay. I still got the Nets. And then one of the biggest things in basketball right now, people are just bashing the Lakers because they're down to the Suns right now. Whoever thought that, you know, hey, like, the Suns team that had his Lakers team down
some good ball though. The Suns, they look really good. I haven't had a chance to watch them all year, but they look really good going against the Lakers. I was like, okay, I see why they're the number two seed. Chris Paul has really made like a big difference over there.
Man, I seen a stat with Chris Paul where every team he went to and they were like plus 20 to 25 in the wins upon his arrival. So what was that, 2 years ago when he was with the Thunder, had like less than 1% chance to make the playoffs. Chris Paul get there, they made the playoffs, even though they made the 7 or 8 seed. They bounced out the first round, but just his track record of the teams that he go to and the things that he bring to an organization is speaks for itself. Yeah. And looking at the Suns, I mean, the Suns had, I wouldn't say Chris Paul was a missing piece to the Suns.
No, but they had
the things that they've been able to do this season. But
it's just about his presence. You know, he is that veteran leadership that he brings. You know, he keeps things calm. You know, he's the point guard, so he's in charge of the ball. He controls the tempo. You know, he just, it's like he,
he's a general.
Yeah, he just, yeah, he just controlled the game, man. It's just, the man is a Hall of Famer. He ain't even won a ring yet, but he's still going to the Hall of Fame.
He got a good opportunity to represent. He got a good opportunity to be in position to this year with a really good Suns team. And so I'm excited for Chris Paul. But, you know, switching another gear, let's get back on to one of my favorite sports. My favorite sport, actually, growing up and watching him play.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball.
Oh, yeah. Baseball. You still got it. So, you still got it, 12.
Yeah. Also, we'll see at my charity softball game.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see. But anyways,
Wait, before moving off that, how many home runs you hit last year? Or 2 years ago, because I got killed.
I had two.
I think I only had one. But it's cool.
You had one.
I came through when it needed to be done. That's what I showed up. That's what I do. I show up when it's time, baby. Pop, shirt came off and everything.
We'll see this year, man. You better bring that same juice and energy you had 2 years ago, because we on the same team. So we'll see.
You better draft me this year. That's what you better do.
Anyways, like I was saying, some of the biggest news in sports right now is that some of the MLB teams has announced they're going to go back to full capacity and no masks required. And one of those teams that was leading the way was my one and only Cleveland Indians. So go Indians to that. Cannot wait to go check out a game and get to some form of normalcy when it comes to the sport world, trying to rebound from the coronavirus. So I can't wait for that, man. And hopefully this is a stepping stone for fall sports to allow the same thing, to allow, you know, ball teams, football, college, and then when basketball come back around, to allow them to have, you know, full capacity when it comes to – when it comes to their fan base coming out to support their team. So we'll see.
It definitely opens the gate for, you know, if the spring does well and, you know, they're successful and, you know, there's no cases growing or anything like that, or anybody getting, you know, COVID from games, it'll definitely open it up for all sports and so forth, so on and so forth. And things will get back to feeling normal. I know when the tribe is rolling, boy, that stadium, it definitely
it's a great atmosphere. it's a great atmosphere, man. To all our listeners and subscribers in Northeast Ohio, or pretty much Ohio, period, because you know it's a small state, so you can pretty much get from anywhere to Cleveland, you know, no more than 4 hours from anywhere in the state. Definitely got to check out, number one, the Buckeyes game. And number two, for sure, on my bucket list, that if I was recommending to people, is to get to an Indians game. Definitely when it's second half of the season and they plan for a little bit more than just a playoff seed, you know. Yeah, so
it's that nighttime atmosphere, boy. It gets real cloudy.
That's different. Yeah. I love it. So we'll see, though. But you know, just speaking about how the coronavirus really destroyed a lot of things when it came to sports last year, man. You know, kind of switching gears again back into our Buckeyes, you know, it sucked to see that the Stingers from last year had to endure such an unprecedented time for all of us. Yeah. But a lot of people go to Ohio State, you know, you go on these recruiting trips, and usually one of the biggest recruiting times is the Team Up North game. And you got all these kids from all around the country there, and they really having a taste of not just the team, the program, but the traditions. Mm-hmm. And one of the most famous traditions in pretty much all of college sport is the senior tackle.
Yep.
You know, and pretty much the whole week leading to the Team Up North week.
Yep.
So for them not to have that opportunity, man, it sucks for them. But the NCAA, in my opinion, last year I spoke about this, they finally did something in favor of the athletes. They were allowed to return for a potential 6th year or fifth year. Being a senior. Now, you being in that situation, if 2020 was your senior year and you were a guy and knowing how the season ended, not just, you know, losing a national championship game, but not being able to have the fans in the stadium, not being able to play the Team Up North, not being able to go through some of these unbelievable and these great traditions, what would you have done, Tyvis Powell? If they would have said, hey, Tyvis, you a late second or third round draft pick versus coming back for a second senior year and potentially have an opportunity to endure some of these traditions that you that you came to Ohio State for, what would you have done?
Well, see, this is it's two routes you could go with this, okay? So well, the first route would be obviously, you know, if you were projected a second round pick, you know.
No, late second day.
When is it, Dwayne?
It's late second day.
So it's a third. So now I'm a third round
potential,
pick.
Potential okay. Late second round to third round pick.
We gonna call it a third round pick for this. We third round pick, I'm projected. That's what you're telling me?
Yeah.
I'm coming back for another year then because for a lot of reasons, you know, one, if you're projected a third round pick and I'm playing safety, that means that next year I should be projected a first round pick then because I should be like top dog return. It's kind of like what Chris Olave did. You know, he didn't know where he would go in the draft, but if he comes back, now he's the top receiver in the draft, you know. This upcoming season, bearing no injuries or nothing like that. And like you say, you get to play with your boys another season. You get to do all the traditions. I definitely would love to, you know, add another pair of gold pants to my collection. So, yeah, I definitely would have came back if I was considered a third-round pick. I mean, yeah, I know we go with our bodies as a shelf. We have a shelf life in football where, you know, we need to hurry up and get paid for it while we can. But like I say, if you're a third-round pick, and you come back another year, then that means that just slides you in the top at your position, which will basically put you into like a first round or a second round pick. So you're getting more money than you would have made if you would have left last year. Plus, you get to do all the things that you missed out on and all the beautiful traditions. Plus, you know, at Ohio State, they're going to take care of your body. It's not like they're going to make you have a hard camp or anything like that. They just want you to be ready for the season. So you shouldn't have to worry about your body being sore and stuff like that.
Got you, man. I mean, it's a double-edged sword. You know, if I was in that position, depending on the success of my season, but like you said before, your projection of draft pick is going to tell you pretty much how successful your season was. I think I will come back as well. Now, I think also depends if I'm your traditional fourth-year senior, come back for a fifth-year versus fifth-year senior, come back for a sixth-year. That's another curveball.
What you mean? You could be like a JT, just be there forever. Justin Hillier, he was
been there 6 years, he was there for five, but still.
Justin Hillier went there for 6 years.
Nah, I think he was there for eight. But anyway. but we'll see though, man. I don't know, man. I think I would have returned if I was a true fourth year senior and had the opportunity to return for a fifth year, I would. But man, yeah. So I definitely probably would have came back for that fifth year. So I don't know, man. It's a double edged sword. Both got its pros and cons. You can potentially go back to endure some of those tradition rich things that you fell in love with the school for, and potentially hurt your draft status.
Well, listen to this now. Hold on now. They about to get paid for their likeness now. So you know,
yeah.
Couple dollars.
I don't think it's gonna be nothing like you to potentially got as a second or third round NFL draft.
It's something, man.
So we'll see though, man. I just know that, you know, looking at that, and it just sucked for those seniors. And you know, I think a few guys took advantage of the opportunity coming back for a fifth or potential sixth year. And I just hope that, you know, with MLB and our Indians leading the charge with, you know, full capacity, no mask mandatory. We was already talking about it as a state, as our governor was talking about potentially Ohio Stadium being filled and shoes. So I hope that's the case. Mm-hmm. And we'll see, man. I just saw a picture of a concert. I don't know which one it was, but they had an area for vaccinated and unvaccinated people.
That was at the basketball game, the Knicks game. Oh. The New York Knicks game.
So hopefully the shoe don't do anything like that, because that would look extremely weird. But it's like people are getting the vaccination. So we'll see. I don't know, man. I'm excited for this fall, not just to see what our Buckeyes put on the field, but just to see how fans and the people are going to react to being back around 100,000+ people
That first game back. Well, all of them filled in, going to be nuts.
Good luck, Oregon.
So, yeah, I need to be there to see. I just need to feel the energy if I ain't playing.
Oh, for sure. Even though it's an early game, trust and believe, 98.3% of that stadium would be drunk by then. So,
eggs and eggs is what they call it.
Yeah, so we'll see. Looking forward to the Buckeyes getting back on the field, man. And anything else you want to add, man, to this week's show before we wrap it up?
No, I'm good, man. I gave my update. What's going on with you? You need to update people.
How
the diet going? Did you lose weight? That's the question.
Golly, but why are you so harsh?
I just want to know because I might need to lose a couple pounds myself. And, you know, if it worked, then I need to be on it, you know?
That's cool. Let me come chase you with these, then. You'll lose some weight.
Yeah, I ain't worried about that, bro. I'll step right towards them. I ain't worried about them.
Man, thank you for joining us for another week of Roommates brought to you by Letterman Row. Follow Letterman Row on Twitter at Letterman Row. Cardale Jones, Tyvus Powell. We'll catch you guys next week.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.